Since Muammar Gaddafi was ousted as Libya's ruler, the country's been an anarchy of factions, bombings, and assassinations. And now a rogue general has mounted his own war against Islamists. He's even directed militias, supposedly working for the government, to launch airstrikes. NPR's Leila Fadel went to Libya's capital, Tripoli, and reports on the man of the moment.
His name is Khalifa Haftar, an officer from Gaddafi's old army who led a failed war in Chad in the 1980s before fleeing to the United States, where he settled in Virginia. He isn't particularly loved, but he's finding support among factions of the patchwork militias that make up Libya's security forces, as well as powerful political players, as he vows to fight extremism. "We'll show no mercy to anyone who falls into our hands," he tells a room of reporters in eastern Libya after surviving a recent assassination attempt. "We are defending the world against terrorism." Military force, Haftar says, is the only way forward, and he's holding true to his word, ordering airstrikes from the renegade air force in Benghazi that is now loyal to him. The city is the birthplace of Libya's revolution and a center for Islamist militias, and many citizens welcome Haftar's battle, because to date, no one's been held accountable for near-daily kidnappings and assassinations, the latest, the brutal shooting and stabbing of outspoken human rights lawyer Salwa Bougueiris. The most extreme of these militias is Ansar al-Sharia, which has vowed to bring in foreign fighters if Haftar doesn't stop. The battle is morphing into the biggest crisis in Libya since Gaddafi's ouster. And Haftar's critics say that he threatens to rip the country apart by painting all Islamists as terrorists and unilaterally going to war. We meet Mohamed Bouzidra, an Islamist legislator from the outgoing parliament, in the courtyard of the Radisson Hotel in Tripoli. Here, even opposing politicians, militiamen, and wealthy businessmen mix in the lush garden over cappuccinos.
"Well, listen, I can tell you, wallahi, even if he has the whole world behind him, he will never rule us."
Bouzidra says Haftar is trying to be a new Gaddafi, and he says Haftar is building his popularity by demonizing Islamists.
"We have a saying in here in Libya, in English maybe, I don't know how to translate it, but it says, hold the dog's tail until you pass the deep, right? It's exactly now they're doing, this is what they are doing with Haftar. Not thinking, not holding his tail to pass."
Bouzidra warns the U.S. not to support Haftar, as some suspect it might.
"If they support Haftar or anybody else to take over power here in Libya against the will of the people through the democratic operation, by through election and all that, believe me, there will be no system in Libya and no Libya."
But Haftar's supporters say he is filling a vacuum that has allowed militias divided by region, tribe, and ideology to control their areas. And no one in the government has been willing or able to stop the violence.
"Take my advice and just try to stay in Tripoli, to leave Benghazi for a while, till they just forget about your activism."
That's Tawfiq, a young civil society activist I met in Tripoli. He describes a phone call from a member of Ansar al-Sharia, the group accused of playing a role in the death of U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens in 2012. The curly-haired 18-year-old asks to be identified by his first name for his security. He openly accuses Ansar al-Sharia of assassinations in Benghazi. But despite the threats, he's back in his city to support Haftar's battle. But the nation is divided. And at coffee shops across the capital, it is the topic of conversation. Mu'tasim Al-Alam isn't sure what to think anymore. The sharply dressed investment banker is anti-Islamist and uses the word beardos, a derisive reference to bearded Islamists.
"When Haftar first came out, me and a lot of people, I think, we saw him as a wonderful tool. You know, he'll get rid of all the beardos for us. You know, and then we can settle our differences. But that divide is splitting houses and neighborhoods now."
So he's worried. Worried that Libya is hurtling towards civil war. Leila Fadel, NPR News.